We are now on the eve of seeing a Senate proposal for health care, including replacing the Affordable Care Act. Republican leaders plan to release their bill tomorrow after working on it behind closed doors for weeks. Late today, the Washington Post reported a draft of the bill largely mirrors the House version, but with some notable changes. It'll end Medicaid expansion more gradually, but cut it deeply in the long term. It also removes language that restricts federally subsidized health plans from covering abortions. Lisa Desjardins joins me now. Lisa, considering the process here, tomorrow is going to be an unveiling of this draft, not just to the public, but even to a lot of Republicans.
That's right. Most Republican senators have not seen the language yet, Hari. They tell me that they will see it tomorrow around 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. That's when Republican senators will gather for this exact reason. When will we see it? When will the public see it? Republican leaders tell me that's at the same time, 9:30 a.m. Eastern, online, not clear exactly where yet. But Hari, even as we wait for the exact bill, today we're hearing from some key senators that they have alarm bells ringing in their head. Remember, Republicans can only lose two Republican senators and still have this bill pass. Well, today, Rand Paul told me he sees what he hears as Obamacare light. And another senator, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, told me he's concerned. He asked for more time to review this bill. He says a vote next week, as is planned, is too soon. He says he's not getting more time, and he's not sure he can get to yes without it.
You know, speaking of healthcare, today was also an important day, a deadline for insurance companies to figure out whether they were going to participate in some of the exchanges or not.
This is critical for what kind of options people will have on the individual markets. And so far today, Hari, we've learned some news from some insurers pulling out of markets. In fact, Anthem and Blue Cross Blue Shield pulling out of markets in Wisconsin and Indiana. But it's really a mixed story, Hari, because we're also seeing new insurers enter in places like Tennessee, which will have three more options for insurance than it did last year. And also, I spoke to a company called Medica. They plan on offering insurance throughout Iowa. That will be new for them this year, adding another option for Iowans. But here comes the catch, Hari, in a way. Medica says to do that, they're planning to increase premiums by 43%. So we'll get more news here, but it's a really mixed picture. All of these insurers saying there is instability in the market.
All right, Lisa Desjardins joining us from Capitol Hill. Many thanks.